Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, starting to think about some of those combinations with Hoyt and Bosa and Rousseau and Oliver, you can get after some people. And I think those types of pieces, especially Oliver and Hoyt, that's where your stunt game's really going to take the next step because of how athletic those guys are, how versatile they are.
Joe Marino there as the Bills, again, taking on the Saints. Pre-game coverage starting at 7 a.m. Yours truly will be up and ready to go. What a birthday present.
Yes. Birthday weekend for you. You're up and early.
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm.
My brother's threatening to call in and be like, hey, I'm going to say something like happy birthday all throughout your show. And I'm like, no, I just won't take your call.
I'm going to sound like a terrible friend and co-host here. It's tomorrow, right?
It is.
Okay, good. Just making sure it wasn't today.
But
it's my brother's today.
See, there you go.
The 27th.
Hey, you know what? If there's one you should remember, let it be your brother's and not mine.
Yeah.
Okay?
Right.
There you go. How's that? Make you feel a whole lot better just now.
Yes.
By the way, some things that have also been going on today. The Sabres announcing their current lease at KeyBank Center through September 2031. Paul Hamilton has more details about that on our website at WGR550.com.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I do believe the UB Bulls are in action today against UConn. That is a 3:30 kickoff. You can hear that on our sister station, the Bet 1520, as you alternate through Sabres preseason hockey action today.
Yes.
So, now, I do want to keep talking about something regarding the Sabres here. This is going to be a mini segment. We're kind of spinning this one on its head here.
Okay.
And it does have to do with something like this. I really, and I speak for probably the entire area on this one, mm-hmm. We desperately need to see the Sabres get off to a hot start this year. The analytics in Vegas really do seem to love the Sabres a lot more than the fan base it does and the
yes.
media does, which is normal.
That is an occurrence, yes, because, I would say. I remember last season that was the case as well.
But that's also because the analytics and Vegas and the national media, there's no attachment to this place.
No.
If the Sabres, again, cheese it, all they have to do, go ahead and do is go, all right, we were wrong on that one. Thanks for that one, Sabres. We're never trusting you again, probably. But it really does have to do with, because the Bills' opponents over this next month, this topic that I really started hammering on, because the Bills' opponents over this next month are so boring, I need them to get off to a hot start.
I think you speak for everybody, like you said.
I need to feel alive.
You need to give people a reason to buy in.
Give people a reason to buy in, and also because the Bills don't have a tough opponent until November. Not kidding.
No, yeah, I'm looking at the schedule too. I agree with you.
So I need the Sabres. Everyone here.
The city of Buffalo. Western New York, Sabres fans from everywhere.
And fans from abroad and everywhere around the world.
Yeah, we know they exist after they went to Prague last year. There's a lot of Sabres fans.
Absolutely. Do not do what you did last... Actually, hang on. Yeah, don't do what you did to start last year, that first week where in Europe it was dreadful. They lose their home opener against the Kings. It's not great. But then they did something weird before that December to remember.
Yeah, that's for sure.
They were in third place in the Atlantic.
They were. That's when I bought in. You got me in. It was like Central Intelligence. You're in? No, I'm not. It's too late. You're actually in.
We made an open about that. You're right.
We did.
We did. That's right.
And it's like, you know.
That part needs to happen again, where like the November, you got to have that strong November.
How about a September or October?
Well, September is now.
And yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Well, it doesn't matter now, but October, I mean. That's what I meant to say. Like, let's start hot right away. Don't wait until November to get people to buy in.
Don't do the part that you did last year, which was start 0-3-1.
Listen, as much as I am in the, I guess, distraught camp of fans, where it's just like, how can you possibly buy in after 14 years of this? It's been two-thirds of my entire life they've been like this.
Insanity is the correct answer,
yes,
by the way.
Yes, expecting, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. But I do kind of, I don't even know if I could base it in fact, because I don't think there is. There's just a vibe that kind of feels like, okay, maybe if they can start hot, this team can actually at least breach the playoffs. They just have to stay consistent. I'd hope, honestly, I know the playoffs are the goal. If they're not dead in the water in December, I'm okay. I'm doing better immediately than I already was. So
we'll see about how everything goes there. And I was going to blow up the break structure here, but instead we're going to actually do things as normal here.
Okay.
Brian Colesiel joins us in about 5 minutes to talk about the Ryder Cup. And while this happens, like it still is to me, like it is because the Bills are so good and their opponents are so bad. It can get, I don't want to say it can get boring talking about the same thing with them, because I'm trying to find novel ways and novel concepts on how to talk about the Bills right now.
It just feels preseason-ish.
Like, I feel dirty assuming they're going to be 7-0. Like, it feels weird. It feels wrong to me, and that's probably because I live here. But I'm assuming that the Bills are going to do this. They're going to run through these bad opponents. And I know some people are going to be like, oh, no, you can't look ahead. No, I can look ahead as much as I want, actually. The last caller, Steve.
He said undefeated
He's
season.
He's talking about undefeated season, and we're in week four.
Yeah.
We haven't even played week four.
We're in the week four weekend.
We are allowed to look ahead, because otherwise, what am I going to do? Talk about the matchup of how Spencer Rattler's got to take on the Bills secondary?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, but who is going to be interested in that?
I'm not.
The answer is sickos, and I love you, but I mean, I'm not going to do it.
I'm interested in the pile driving that's going to happen, but that's about it. Like, I'm not interested.
And that's fine.
The Sabres, I hope, are interesting in a good way.
In a different way,
yes,
is also the part of this.
Yeah.
They typically don't start hot.
No.
It is that they're dead by March.
Dead by December. What are we talking about?
Hang on. No, that was last year. Last year's different because they were dead by December because of December.
Even the last couple of years, though, it's like in March, it's a 1%, 2% chance. I did two nightcaps 2 years ago, in thinking they were going to possibly make the playoffs. But it, realistically, a 2% chance, everything has to go your way. And that's just not how things go, unless you're the Kansas City Chiefs last season. It's just they have to win games. They have to show a spark of some kind. If they come out flat out the gate, this is going to be interesting, to say the least.
And that's the thing, is that it just needs to be different. That's all. And I... sometimes your friends are great. Sometimes you get texts like these.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Brian Colesiel.
That's what's happening right now. That's very, very much what's happening.
As we're about to talk to Brian Colesiel, Brian does send us an incredible meme here of Europe and USA.
For the Ryder Cup.
I will ask him about that. I'm not going to spoil anything. I want him to be the one to acknowledge what he sent us, but it was a good meme. But yes, going back to this for the last moment here of like I need the Sabres to be able to do something here is also because I need that shot of uniqueness. Because if it's the same old thing again with them, I just mentioned how tough it is to talk about the Bills dominating bad teams, which is a thing that can get boring to talk about. If it's the Sabres being the same bad team again, yeah, the outrage is there. But at some point, it has to be different then. Like, are you getting rid of coach, GM, people in the personnel? Because if not, then it's incredibly boring to talk about, oh, it's the same old thing. Same old Sabres.
Yeah.
So they need to be different this year for another reason, and that is so that I keep whatever little sanity I have left. Am I right, Brian Koziel?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So we tried changing hosts by putting you in on Thursday to set a proper vibe for the season. how did that go?
Well, you handed me the game with a mostly AHL team, Brian, and they lost 5-2 and got outshot 40-18. So not great.
No, I did not put the ball on the tee for you there. You were playing without a baseball that day. Sorry.
No, yes, I'm not salty about it. Who's asking?
That's right.
But it's with good reason. You are at the Ryder Cup, and I want you to explain the meme that you sent to me just now.
Yeah, I just sent you the meme, Derrick Henry stiff-arming Josh Norman of the Bills from, what was that, from Monday Night Football from, what, 2-3 years ago?
I think it was 2020. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's so far ago. Yeah, that was, that's, and it's got Europe on the jersey of Henry and USA on the jersey of Norman. It's been kind of a one-sided affair. I mean, 8.5 to 3.5 here as we get the afternoon session going. I'm actually talking to you right now. I'm actually standing on the fifth hole. We're waiting for kind of the first group to come through. They're kind of getting going on four, so it'll be fun. I'll get some live action here maybe in about 10 or 15 minutes. But they've got a jumbotron essentially at every hole. So it's been really nice in the sense that, like, you can kind of go to a hole, get yourself set up. You can watch the action on TV the whole time, and then – you know, obviously, as the players come through, you can watch it. So that's kind of been my strategy, is literally I've been watching on these jumbotrons, and I go to a hole, I watch all four groups come through, which takes like about 1.5 hours, and then I'm on 5 right now, and then I'm like, all right, I'll scoot over to like 12 or 13 and do it again. So it's been kind of fun to do that. The atmosphere has been good. I've gotten my son is with me, who's wearing a Bills golf shirt, and we've gotten a lot of Go Bills chants, so that's been fun. But for the most part, the crowds, I would say, in terms of maybe the rowdiness that we all expected with the New York downstate crowds here, they've been a little tame. They're looking for something to go nuts over. If you're a European fan, you've been singing ole, ole, ole a lot. They've been making every single putt. That's really the difference. Europe's making all the clutch putts at all the clutch moments, and the United States just seemingly cannot make anything. And that's why they're down by 5 here on Saturday afternoon as the best ball session gets going.
So, Brian, Just for anybody who might not know the scoring for the Ryder Cup, and just for a little refresher, it's not lowest score wins in this scenario, like regular stroke play. So, like, what are we looking at here? How do they determine the scoring?
Yeah, good question. So Friday and Saturday's formats are exactly the same. There are four matches in the morning that they call foursomes, but essentially, to make it as easy to understand as possible, it's called it's alternate shot. So, Joe, if you and I are partners, you get to tee off first on the even holes, I get to tee off first on the odd holes, or whatever we decide it to be, and then we flip-flop. One of us hits the tee shot, the next guy hits the approach shot, then it goes back to the first guy to hit the putt, and so on, and then you reverse it on the next hole. So there's some strategizing to figure out, like, what are your strengths? What are my strengths? What are my weaknesses? What are yours? And then try to figure out whether you should play the evens or the odds and that sort of thing. So that's what the morning sessions are. There are four matches. Eight of the 12 players play from each squad. So four sit. That's obviously up to the captains to decide. So Friday and Saturday morning, it's alternate shot. 4 points up for grabs. A match can end in a tie if it goes all the way to 18 and no one's won it. It's a hole-by-hole match play scenario. As you said, there's no score. You either win the hole, you lose the hole, or you tie the hole. And then you move on from there to determine in the end who's up and who has won more holes. And then in the afternoon, both yesterday and today, they call it four ball. Essentially, all four players play their own ball, and this is what's called as best ball format. So if you and I are partners, I get a five, you get a four, the four counts for our team. So it allows for a little bit more of aggressive play. If I know, hey, you're already in a good spot, I can maybe be a little bit more aggressive and go right at the pin, or maybe I can try to cut the corner on my drive and things like that. So that puts us up to 8 points yesterday, 8 points today, and then tomorrow is 12 singles matches. All 12 players will play from both teams, and it's a blind draw. Each captain just decides how they want to put them out in order 1 through 12. They don't know what the other team's going to do, so we might get some interesting matchups head-to-head here, but 12 singles matches, all match play tomorrow. Another 12 points are up for grabs. It's the most points on a single day. So the U.S., technically, I guess, mathematically, I can make an argument that they're still in this, but they have to win this session. Down by five right now. If you're down by more than five tomorrow, I mean, the math would say then you're going to have to go like 11-4-1 or something, you know, or I'm sorry, not that many, but yeah, the math would say what? With 12 matches, you've got to go 9-3 to have a chance to win here. So like, that's almost impossible. So they've got to make up some ground here in this session down by five.
Where would you say they have to be by the end of this session? Like, if they're down by five, down by 3-2, like, where would be the best spot for them, you think, with the 12 players they have versus Europe's best?
I mean, realistically, obviously saying win all four here and sweep, you know, now it's down to one, but I mean, Europe's playing so well. So, I mean, if they can win 3 of 4 and go 3-1, that means you've gained 2 points. So that would cut it from 5 to 3. And now you go into tomorrow and you've got to just gain 3 more. So I think that's doable, although it's still going to be a tough task with 12 there. I mean, that again means you have to go 7-3-1, 7-4-1, something like that to have a chance tomorrow. Yeah. 7-4-1. That would be it. So, I mean, it's still a tough task. Hey, you got to win 7 out of 12. And you can't even lose another one. So, yeah, I mean, 3-1 seems like that's got to be a must at this point. Now that we're kind of talking out the math here live on the radio, if it's anything less than that, I mean, if it's a 2-2 draw today, like that's a win for Europe. Obviously, if Europe goes on to win this session, then the math would say tomorrow's going to have much less drama because it would take an epic miracle for the U.S. to come back tomorrow with those 12 singles matches.
Gotcha. Just looking at Team USA today, I know they are trailing, as we've been mentioning the whole time. Who's been, I guess, the most impressive for you? I know we have a match coming up at about 1:13, Sam Burns and Canelay. But who out of the Team USA has stood out to you most kind of contributing?
The best player has been Cam Young, for sure. He is 2-0 and is out there now with Justin Thomas. He's actually going to be on the group I'm going to see here in a few minutes. I think they're playing the fourth hole right now as we speak. Cam Young's a New Yorker. I'm actually surprised they didn't put him in right away, but I think he finished the PGA Tour season really, really strong. And I think that's why he ended up being a captain's pick. He's been the best. And I know you didn't ask me, but the worst for sure has got to be the top players at the top. Scheffler, 0-3. I mean, we were obviously having conversations during the PGA Tour season, guys, about what is Scheffler doing in comparison to seasons of Tiger's past. Well, Scotty's 0 for 3. When your best player is 0 for 3, 0 and 3 right now, that's another big reason why the U.S. is down. And Bryson has yet to win either. So, oh, no, I'm sorry. He won in the afternoon. So he's 1 and 2. But I put Scotty as the biggest disappointment, maybe Bryson a little right behind him. If your best two players have a 1 and 5 combined record, I mean, that's a killer. If you look at what Europe's been doing, Rory, 2-0 and 1, Rahm, 3-0, Fleetwood, 3-0. Their best players are being their best players, and the U.S., it's gone the other way.
Yeah, I'm just looking. I'm on the Ryder Cup's website right now. They have the win percentages, the IQ outcome powered by some AI or whatever it is. And it looks like it's a lot of even these matches just between Scottie Scheffler and DeChambeau, like you were mentioning, it is leaning towards Fleetwood and Rose. Is it with the top two there, Scheffler and DeChambeau, is it just that they weren't matching up properly? Like DeChambeau, is he just not driving well? Like, is there, what specifically is going wrong, I guess, if you can even speak to that?
Yeah, I saw some other numbers breakdowns. It said in terms of strokes gained, which is always a number now that really is probably looked at the most, from tee up until the green, the U.S. and Europe actually were essentially tied, but on the green, Europe is a plus 12. They've gained 12 strokes gained there. So I guess if, you know, there's obviously a variety of factors, but I guess if you said name the factor, Europe is putting extremely well and the United States is putting extremely poor. That's been the key difference, I think, so far in this Ryder Cup.
All right, Brian. Well, we're not going to take more of your time as the action will be getting closer to your way there. And I hope everyone's following you at BrianWGR to follow along, because I'd imagine you might be posting a thing or two up there.
Yeah, we had some nice, I put a whole bunch of pictures from yesterday from just me being around the course, and I'll put some more pictures and videos up throughout the afternoon. But yeah, it's been a really, really cool experience. I was telling Chopin Bulldog yesterday, we were on the first tee box for the start of the afternoon matches when they get introduced and they play the national anthem. And it was kind of one of those sports bucket list moments for me. I've been fortunate enough. I've gone to one Masters. I've gone to some U.S. Opens and PGA championships. But that Ryder Cup scene on the first hole for golf, there really isn't that like stadium rowdiness, that like, you know, really, really huge buzz that maybe you get at other golf venues. And being on the first tee yesterday, like, that was a really, really cool moment. I'm glad that I was able to experience that at least one time here before maybe I'm not able to come out and watch these events in person anymore.
All right. Well, Brian, we'll let you get back to it. Enjoy it there. And, well, make sure that you have as much fun as you can throughout the rest of the weekend.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for taking the time while you're out there. Brian Koziel on the West Hurrah Hotline at the Ryder Cup. And being the pro that he is, he joined us here on another Sports Talk Saturday. When we come back, we got to get around the league and find out which game is the one that we're probably incorrectly laughing at, because we've been very much 0 for 3 on the trombone champ picks. But we'll do that coming up next here on WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.